Our first scripture reading today is the 133rd Psalm. How very good and pleasant it is when kindred live together in unity. It is like the precious oil on the head, running down upon the beard, on the beard of Aaron, running down over the collar of his robes. It is like the dew of Hermon, which falls on the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord ordained his blessing, life forevermore. This is the word of the Lord.
So you might notice a lot of spring-like themes in worship today. We're going to be reading a parable of Jesus from Mark's gospel that has to do with silent growth. So I'd invite you once again to listen to this word of God from Mark chapter 4, verses 26 to 29. Jesus also said, "The kingdom of God is as if someone would scatter seed on the ground and would sleep and rise night and day. And the seed would sprout and grow, and he does not know how. The earth produces of itself, first the stalk, then the head, then the full grain in the head. But when the grain is ripe, at once he goes in with his sickle, because the harvest has come." This is the word of the Lord. One of the things that surprised me most, I guess, about moving up to Maryland, which we did about, gosh, it's been 15 years now, is just the beauty of the countryside in the area where we are up here. After, when I thought about moving to Washington, D.C., I thought it would be nothing but parking lots and highways and paved over stuff, but we're so fortunate that where our house is, when we drive north for maybe 5 minutes, right away we get into this beautiful, beautiful farm country where crops are, you know, getting ready to be put in the ground. Some cases there are great meadows where, you know, where horses and white fences all around. It's just beautiful. It's the time of year now where the fields are maybe being prepared for planting and there's some early spring flowers beginning to emerge. But in addition to the beauty of the earth, as the hymn says, what I often think about driving out in farmland like that is the amount of faith that I see everywhere. Well, it's not just there's a lot of churches out there, and there are, but you see faith in every field. In every farmland, in every red barn that sits on a piece of land. Because, to be honest, life on a farm, the life of a farmer, has got to be the life of complete faith. The very existence of these vast fields of, you know, beans or corn or soybeans or whatever are a testimonial to faith. Can you imagine, and maybe some of you know, what it's like to put all your financial resources into seeds and fertilizer and stick all that in the soil and then walk away? You know, farmers are intelligent people, yet they're willing to do this. Meanwhile, the spring rains come harder than you thought. Then it doesn't rain for 2 weeks, and then a heat wave comes threatening to dry everything out. Once you've planted the seed, there are some things you can do, sure. But by and large, you become completely reliant on the miracle of the soil and the seed to produce. How it grows, you really don't know. You hope and pray and trust. The dangers that threaten are real. So what a metaphor for faith this is. In our New Testament reading, Jesus makes vivid use of this image in the parable of the seed growing in secret. You know, remember, parables are a way for Jesus to connect with his hearers. Remember, they're called earthly stories with heavenly meanings, or maybe better, earthly stories with kingdom of God meaning. So Jesus says that kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seed upon the ground. And then the man goes about his business. He goes to sleep at night, night after night, resting well. One day, to wake, and to see sprout and growth. He doesn't know how, only that it does. Despite the obstacles, despite the dangers. Maybe you saw the quote up on the screen this morning from the 19th century writer Ralph Waldo Emerson. He wrote about this kind of imagery quite often. And one of the things he wrote was, "All things with which we deal preach to us." And then he said, "What is a farm but a silent gospel? A sacred emblem from the first furrow of spring to the last stack which the snow of winter overtakes in the fields." What is a farm but a silent gospel? The kingdom of God grows within you and within me and in the world in its own way, in its own time. Well, that term, the kingdom of God, is very important to understanding the Gospels. It means not only God's rule in eternity, but also to Jesus Christ breaking decisively into human history and making that statement to his followers that, quote, "The kingdom of God is at hand, and the kingdom of God is within you." No doubt so much of God's activity in the world remains a mystery. God's ways are not always clear to us. They're not always our ways. Sometimes when a seed is planted, the seed and soil, apart from our intervention, conspire together to do something that we can't force. Even with all the might of our technology, our willpower, our intelligence, in fact, it happens without much help at all. What I love in the parable is that the farmer is sound asleep, resting in peace. The seed that Jesus speaks of grows miraculously, mysteriously, irresistibly. Maybe you know the story of the famous surgeon who was asked once what technique that he relies on most during difficult operations. And he said, "Medical grace." He was talking about the healing power that exists within the human body that work not because a doctor orders them to, but mysteriously, independently. So it is with the farmer who relies on agricultural grace. And so it is with the kingdom of God and with us. So we can't see what is happening or explain it, but Jesus tells us that it grows and lives and thrives. Jesus asks us to have some trust, even confidence in God. Just because we can't see what's exactly happening or control it with our hands or influence it with our willpower doesn't mean that nothing's happening. Quite the opposite. The kingdom of God continues. We just can't always see what God's doing in our lives or even in our church. So the parable tells us not to panic, not to worry. It's an issue of control. Are you the kind of farmer that would be out in the field at night trying to coax your crop out of the ground rather than resting and sleeping and trusting in agricultural grace? No, I don't think so. You simply believe and you have patience. Or as the popular saying goes, you let go and let God. Faith and patience work well together. But you might think, isn't that asking a lot, really? In our culture, in our world, where we want everything right now, we have what's called a drive-through society, where we want what we want, and we don't want to wait. And sometimes we think it's just all up to us to make it happen. And also, isn't all the news that we seem to be constantly dealing with just overwhelming at times? There's war, there's conflict, there's economic problems, there's threats of terrorism. It seems beyond redemption. Even if we know that God continues to be in control and transform lives, how it happens is still a mystery to us. I agree, it's hard to trust in the seed growing in secret in our 21st century world. Yet Jesus tells us that the kingdom of God grows within you and among us, even now, despite everything we might be experiencing in the world. Remember, the kingdom of God is a term Jesus used to refer to the here and now, as well as into eternity. So are you struggling so much with so much in the world right now that you might forget the assurance of Jesus? Even now, the kingdom of God grows and grows and proceeds ever slowly towards fulfillment. And as he says, in nature there is a freely given power which you and I do not make or direct or even have control over. He tells us this through this parable. Just so in history, there is a power, a transcendent power, the Holy Spirit of God, which brings the reign of God from seed to harvest. Well, I think we can be inspired by the farmer in this parable to make the conditions right for growth, even if we can't seem to force it ourselves. So would you just consider doing three things? First, prepare the soil of your hearts. That means be open to God's work around you. If you've opened your heart to God's leading, then God is at work in you and among us. God offers us hope and peace. Well, second, spread warmth and sunshine where you live and where you are. This is not really a parable which asks us to sit and do nothing. Anyone who's ever farmed knows that a farmer has plenty to do. There's plenty of work to be done in preparation, even if it's ultimately God who gives the increase. And third, maybe most of all in our time today, our day and age, can you rest peacefully at night, trusting God like the farmer in the parable, and accept Jesus' vision of agricultural grace as his vision for your life of faith? Because God is at work, even if we can't see it. Trust in God, believe, and have patience. God is ultimately a sovereign God. And that, for us, is very good news. Thanks be to God. Amen.